Due to the highly transmissible nature of the Omicron variant, it was expected that case numbers would increase in the winter months, and the health ministry expects they will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks, as other jurisdictions are seeing similar case rate increases per capita. While the province's ICUs continue to remain stable, we expect the number of admissions to rise in the coming weeks as Omicron spreads, particularly among the unvaccinated, says Alexandra Hilkeen, spokesperson for the Minister of Health. To date, the effectiveness of vaccines has meant that despite a rapid increase in cases, we have not seen a corresponding increase in hospitalizations and ICU admissions. Investments in Ontario's hospital capacity have resulted in 600 ICU beds being immediately available, with nearly 500 more ICU beds available for surge capacity if required. Ontario is ready for an increase in hospital and ICU admissions as we accelerate the booster rollout. Vaccines remain the best protection against Omicron, and over 253,000 doses were administered Wednesday. As the province continues to administer booster doses to all Ontarians 18 and older over the coming days and weeks, the province has put in place additional public health and workplace safety measures, such as capacity and social gathering limits, that will help to curb transmission and continue to safeguard Ontario's hospital and ICU capacity, adds Hilkeen. The coming days and weeks will require ongoing vigilance. This holiday season, please celebrate safely, get vaccinated, and follow the public health measures that we know work and have protected us over the last 20 months.